any of you have ever wondered what it's like to live with four cats or to record a podcast whilst living with four cats, let me give you a brief description based on what's happening around me right now. So I have four cats. I have Ayla. She's gray. I have Lily, who is orange. I have Nala, who is gray and white striped. And I have Lucy, who is darkness. I've been home from my day job for about an hour. And as soon as I got home, I was greeted by at least one of them. I don't actually remember who because I wasn't looking. yelling at me, probably Lucy, really, because dinner was late. Now, mind you, for them, late is a relative term, and could be anything from, we already ate our dinner that you gave us 5 minutes ago, where's our next dinner, to, oh, I didn't see you pour food in my bowl, and I'm starving, and I'm never going to get up, I'm going to waste away. If you've seen my cats, none of them are wasting away. They're lying to you. So, anytime I want to do anything, it's fine, right? It's totally fine. It's fine. Until I'm ready to focus on a show or a movie or knitting or a video game. As soon as my attention is ready to be focused on something else, a cat magically appears on my person or immediately adjacent to my person. The most likely culprit of this would be Ayla, who is the gray cat. She is my stage 9 clinger. I am her emotional support human. She shows her love for me by licking my eyelids and my eyebrows at inopportune moments, like when I'm sleeping. True story. So cats will ignore you until you're ready to ignore them, and then they're all about you. So I set up to start recording the podcast about 15-20 minutes ago. Since then, my mic has been headbutted multiple times by multiple cats. They tried to knock over my laptop. Lily tried scratching at the room divider that I'm currently using as a sound wall. And let's see, what else? Oh, Ayla tried to gnaw on my headphones, which are adhered to my head. Please note, the house is full of toys. Scratchers, a cat tree. I've heard them using some of these objects. And right now, none of them are touching me because I'm not doing anything. I'm just talking. Like I'm on the phone with their grandmother. But at any moment, someone is going to zoom by me. Possibly, like, scratch me as they leap off me into a window towards an invisible bug that no one can see but them. And then when I'm done, I'm going to get up and magically, oh, see, I don't know if you could hear that, but there was a, that was them running and chasing each other. But what will happen is magically there will be no cat anywhere near me until I go to put a foot down on the floor to step. And then I will probably step on a Lily or a Nala. Usually not a darkness, but you know, sometimes it happens. So I decided to to record this little walkthrough moment in my life for all of you, to hold you over between now and the next episode, because apparently today is not a recording day, because cats are knocking things over, chasing each other away from food. And my upstairs neighbors decided they need to have a wrestling match. So, recording is going to get put on hold. Ah, I considered picking up my knitting just now and a lily appeared. A lily, would you like to say hello to the people? Do you want to say hi? Do you want to say hi? You just want to purr? All right. It's not really helpful because I'm talking about you. Oh, you're going to show your love for me with your teeths. That's great. I love it when you do that. You know how much I love it? All the love ever. But yes, so this is a brief glimpse. Oh, look, there's another cat. There's an Ayla perched on the cat tree to my left, considering leaping onto her sister's head. This has been a brief adventure into living with cats, for cats. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you ever want to experience the real thing, just let me know. You can come visit anytime. So with that, the cats and I are going to go. Hopefully they don't eat my soul before I get the next episode fully recorded. But if you aren't already, follow us on the Instagrams. We are at Sorry, That's My Inside Voice. Yes, I know, it's the longest tag ever. You're welcome. You can also listen to episodes wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you're hearing, like, share, and subscribe. You can also write a review, which, again, as we talked about last time, is really weird to ask for. But we're going to go. We'll talk to you all soon.